This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
We love Howie Carr, right?
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Hey, paperboy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne, sitting in for Howie. President Trump is holding a signing of a peace agreement between Armenia and Azerbaijan, the two presidents there. One of the presidents just speaking and talking about how they really couldn't have done it without the leadership of President Donald Trump and saying that he should get the Nobel Peace Prize. How many, Jared, does this make now of like pieces that he's negotiated between warring countries? He's up to like half a dozen at this point.
Just in this administration, just in the 47th,
in the first 200 days of the Trump 2.0, he's been nonstop bringing together warring factions around the world. I think Trump does want the Nobel Peace Prize. I think he is campaigning for it, and he's going out of his way. But he also just generally wants there to be peace. He wants the dying to stop. He's been pretty consistent about that. I think that's what's going on when he tries to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to try to bring the Ukraine war to an end as well. All right. It is Friday here on the Howie Carr Show, and it is time once again for the Chump Line.
I understand that after Kamala Harris plugged her book on Stephen Colbert, she had 37 advance orders canceled, leaving her net sales to date around 12 books.
I don't know a bigger punishment than being expected to read, talk about, care about Kamala Harris's book. If only she had taken that same time and just moved on. She could have made some decisions. She could have planned her next 107 days. We don't need to hear about her campaign. We don't need to hear about her experience. Let's just take away her Twitter account. Let's take away anything that allows her to publish, and we'll call it even.
Tomorrow's my last day.
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over.
I mean, the end of that quote, she's so scared. I take that as a sign that you're going to miss me. But thank you for the tribute, though I did not come here to be made sport of. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Jake Rooney's on the Curve in Harwichport. Visit their website at jakerooneys.com to take advantage of their karaoke and trivia nights. Jake Rooney's, serving Cape Cod for over 25 years.
A new CNN political poll has Cory Booker at 2%, tying him with low-fat milk.
I have to wonder. Cory Booker, I think, is vegan, so maybe there's further down to go. He'll be happy when he ties almond milk.
After fighting off thugs in D.C., the artist known as Big Balls is now referred to as Super Huge Cojones.
I don't disagree. I think there are a lot of people pretty impressed with the valiant effort. And those are the same people, by the way, that are not concerned that the federal law enforcement are out policing the streets at 2 o'clock in the morning in some of the areas where there's the highest level of crime and the most concentration of tourists. Like, people are ready to restore safety, stability, sanity to the District of Columbia. We got rid of Kamala. We got rid of Biden. Now let's get rid of the criminals.
Those 51 agents
that testified against Trump. They can't be found. I think they're at Area 51.
I don't care where they are, as long as we're getting them out of the government. We need to make sure that these people, I love the movement to take away their security clearances, to strip them of their ability to weaponize intelligence and national security to go against their political enemies, to go against conservatives. I think it's time that, I mean, let's send them to Area 51. Let them have it.
You know, it's really a shame that the Representative Crocker from Texas never accompanied Davey at the Alamo.
Is Jasmine Crockett related to the late, great Davy Crockett? I guess we'll never know.
Cackle's book is called 107 Days. Insomniacs swear as a sleep aid it will amaze. But when you awake, you just can't shake that you were much better off in a sleepless haze.
Yeah, I think Limmer Guy's got it right, but I think you can. I think you'll know. I don't really think anyone's actually going to read it. The only thing worse than reading Kamala Harris's book would probably be listening to the book on tape. Do you think they had her recorded, or do you think they went kind of like the Britney Spears route and got like Michelle Williams or Savannah Guthrie or Gayle King or Oprah? Maybe Beyonce's got, maybe they needed another few million dollars each to read the book on tape for Kamala.
Aaron, it's Howie. Jared and the Canton cronies thought you got rid of me by putting me in this nursing home in Vermont, but guess what? I snuck out the back door, stole a bicycle, and now I'm on my way back to Massachusetts! I'm falling and I can't get up!
Well, that's what you have in store for you on Monday, Jared. Good luck.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Today's chump line is sponsored by Jake Rooney's On the Curve in Harwichport. Visit their website at jakerooneys.com to take advantage of their karaoke and their trivia nights. Jake Rooney's serving Cape Cod for over 25 years.
Tomorrow's my last day.
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over.
Oh, you're going to miss it when you don't have Aaron Chadbourne to kick around anymore. It's been a fun week, though, so thanks to everyone for the great chump line. Thanks for the great callers and the great comments. It's been fun filling in. Howie leaves big shoes to fill, but there's a great team here. So thanks to Jared and the entire team on the back end for making it so seamless. And thanks also to the folks here at the Portland Media Group at WGAN, as well as our friends in Bangor, the voice of Maine and Portland, Blueberry Broadcasting Group, for letting me fill in Bangor on Tuesday night so I could see the Goo Goo Dolls. It takes a big effort to bring the show. I know we make it look effortless, and it's really Jared and your team over on the production side that does the best job. So thanks to all of you, and thanks for bearing with us. You know, one clip I haven't gotten to yet, Jared, that I wanted to make sure I played was, you know, we're talking about all these like Pinocchios that Glenn Kessler was defending that they gave to the RNC. How many Pinocchios are they giving to Kathy Hochul for this whopper? Cut 19.
If this is how they're going to play the game, we're going to fight fire with fire. I didn't want to take on this fight. I've always followed the rules. Democrats always follow the rules. But when they're willing to do this to subvert our democracy, shame on us if we don't stand.
Democrats always follow the rules. Just think about that. Think about the audacity. Talk about the cojones on that woman to say that Democrats always follow the rules. She's the one that went and gerrymandered New York not that long ago. We've seen what the Clintons did. We know what happened during the Biden administration, whether we're talking about the pardons, whether we're talking about any of the rules. Like, what rules? Rules don't apply to them. Good for thee, but not for me. Whether we're talking about Gavin Newsom going out to French Laundry during COVID lockdown or Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done. Democrats do not always follow the rules. The rules are made for the little people like you and me. The rules are not made for the beautiful class, for the Democrats in charge, for J.B. Pritzker and Gavin Newsom and Kathy Hochul and Janet Mills and Shenna Bellows. Shenna Bellows throwing Donald Trump off the ballot because the only way to save democracy is to eliminate the ability for voters to choose who they want. We've seen what they do. We've seen how they rig elections. We've seen how they redraw the maps. We've seen how they abuse power. And for her to tell us that, oh, well, I didn't want to do it, but Democrats, they always follow the rules. Give me a break. Let's get all the Pinocchios for Kathy Hochul. And spare me your righteous indignation, Glenn Kessler, that people would be thinking that you were trying to tip the scales for Biden when you were running cover for the most mentally incompetent president of our lifetimes. This is the Howie Carr Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
In sad news for NASA enthusiasts, Jim Lovell, the commander of NASA's famed Apollo 13 mission, made famous, of course, not just from when it happened, where they missed it, weren't able to land on the moon, but also the movie that Ron Howard directed, Jim Lovell, played by Tom Hanks. Jim Lovell, commander of the NASA Apollo 13 mission, dead at the age of 97. 97 is a pretty good age, don't you think, Jared?
I'd take it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, by the time you're 97, like how much is there left to go for? I want to go out while I'm still like got my wits about me. Like if I'm looking like Jimmy Carter was at the end of his life, like that's I'm good. I don't need to stick around at that point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Let's check in one more time on the poll question today. Today's poll question brought to you by JJ Manning Auctioneers, whether residential, commercial, or land, JJ Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what is today's poll question and what are the responses thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is who would you most like to see brought to justice for their lawfare against President Trump? James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, Fannie Willis, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, or Jack Smith?
See, sometimes there are days that I wish there was like an all of the above option, because like really all of them deserve to be brought to justice for the roles that they played and what they knew was politically motivated prosecutions. And they knew that they were trying to influence the outcome of the election. They knew that they were trying to destroy Trump and to neutralize him because they didn't think they could beat him fair and square at the ballot box. And so really all of the above would be good. Some days I wish there was a none of the above, but today, like, that's not the one. I think Fannie Willis, I mean, just her wearing her dress backwards that day in court, like that, I think is embarrassment enough for her, let alone her getting called out for putting her boyfriend on the payroll. I think Letitia James has been terrible as well. The fact that she and Alvin Bragg both ran saying they're going to run to just get Trump. We'll show us the guy. We'll find the crime, not the other way around. But the one that I just really can't stand that would love to see have his comeuppance is James Comey. He's just so, his hubris, his smugness, and his like his mightier than thou approach. And just don't get me started on those that interesting formation of shells that he happened upon.
James Comey is at 39% now. That is in the lead. 25% for Letitia James, 18% for John Brennan, 8% for Jack Smith, 6% for Alvin Bragg, 3% for James Clapper, and 2% for Fannie Willis. Like the milk she doesn't drink.
Like the milk she doesn't drink. 844-500-4242. Let's see if we have time for another call or two. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Monique. Monique, you're on the Howie Carr Show with Aaron Chadbourne.
Hey, Aaron. You know, so going back to Glenn Kessler, you know, I do respect the principle of using named sources. The major complication with this is if all the named sources are involved in a massive cover-up of the condition, for example, of the President of the United States, so that they're not going to go on the record because they want to preserve themselves and their party. Don't we need to turn to other methods? And I mean, in this case, it could be just as easy as looking at videotapes and seeing what your eyes tells you and simply reporting what your eyes tell you.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Like, you could take the actual things that you could see, that you could report on. Like, those are, like, real facts. You don't need sources for that. But not only that, Monique, did you notice that throughout it, Kessler kept saying, oh, well, yeah, but you could say the same things. You say it about Biden, you could say it about Trump. You say it about Biden, you could say it about Trump. Well, why aren't they applying that same sourced, on-the-record standard that they have for Biden? Why didn't they apply that same standard to Trump?
Well, that is a great question, and that, you know, they're violating their own principles. I would also just comment on Kessler's remark that, oh, Donald Trump speaks differently now than he did in the 80s. Well, there's a lot of ways you can speak differently, but the point here is mental acuity. And I don't think there's anybody thinks that there's any issue with President Trump, as there clearly was with President Biden.
Thanks for the call, Monique. I agree with you. Absolutely. And I think, you know, what do they say? That if it weren't for double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. I think that is absolutely the case with Glenn Kessler. I think it's the case with a lot of people. And I have to give Mark Halperin credit, because he's been on the right side of this. He pushed really hard against Glenn Kessler. He did a really good job with the interview. And he was trying to make him sound better. He was like, look, I'm giving you chance after chance after chance for these people that think you're biased, that think something stinks here. Can you just come clean? Can you admit that, like, it looks bad? And he wouldn't take the help. One other thing Mark Halperin teed up pretty well, and this is a separate episode, but let me play it right now, is he took on the issue of Mom Donnie, and I thought that he frames it in a very interesting way. Cut one.
New York Times headline, 112 yesterday, they treated this like a big news break. I can tell you, anyone who's covering this race has known about this for a while, although they did have some good details. Donald Trump is getting pressure from, I believe, from people like Jared, notice I said like, people like Witkoff, who have a lot of real estate in New York City and think a socialist mayor would not be, as we say in the Trump family, good for business. So he has, from the beginning, since Mondami won the primary, he has been thinking, can he affect the outcome in a way that'd be favorable? Now, that runs counter to the reality that the Republican Party and Donald Trump would benefit greatly if they can make the face of the Democratic Party, not the Democratic nominee for mayor, but the actual mayor. But I believe, based on my reporting, that on balance, the president would like to stop Mondami. He faces the same challenge everyone who would like to stop Mondami does, which is the more the establishment and the more Donald Trump are for another candidate, the more the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party rallies in favor of Mondami.
So it's an interesting thing, right? So Mark Halperin is saying, on the one hand, there are people like Jared Kushner and Trump's business interests that are going to be very upset about Mondami, a socialist, being ascendant in this New York race. And there's a lot of pressure to figure out a way to, like, push the Republican Curtis Sliwa to get out of the race, to make it a two-man race, either between Mamdani and Eric Adams, who doesn't seem to have that much political support, or between Mamdani and Andrew Cuomo, which I can't believe they're all trying to promote him as the alternative. But it's an interesting way that Mark Halperin frames it, to say that, like, well, if they come out against him, they're just going to push Democrats closer to him. But also, like, not just like, there's this other way of framing this question. Is Mamdani terrible for New York City and it's going to drive it into the ground, and so you're concerned? Or do Republicans look at this Mamdani thing and the way that Democrats are aligning themselves with him and really showing who they are and what they're about and what their goals are, is that a gift to Republicans? To be able to showcase what's really at stake. And if you look at what's going on in Chicago right now, with the mayor of Chicago coming out and saying that they're about to run out of money, that they've been woefully mismanaged, that they can't afford the policies that Democrats and radicals have been putting in place in Chicago, where, by the way, they've not been prioritizing public safety, law and order, where they could have benefited from the type of assistance that the federal law enforcement is now providing in Washington, D.C. You look at places like Chicago, which basically become failed cities, failed states, failed experiments, failed governments. You look at that and you realize this is what's at stake in the election if you elect someone like Mamdani. That's what's at stake. So do you take the political gift, or do you try to save the city of New York and save what you can? Police Blotter Facts Friday is coming up next. This is the Howie Carr Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne.
Mamdani.
Mamdani.
It's Howie Carr.
We're back on the Howie Carr Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne in for Howie. It is Friday, and that means it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
All right, Taylor, I'm waiting with bated breath. Hit me with the police blotter.
Is that what that smell was?
No, that was my AI veganism.
Ah, wow, good callback. After 4 hours, you still got it.
After 5 days, and like it's been a week, but it's Friday, and it's time to check out the police blotters.
I've done it before. When you fill in for 4 hours every day, end of the week, your brain is pretty much mush. You need the weekend.
Mush.
All right, so everybody knows how Police Blotter Facts Friday works. You send us your great police stories, animal stories, stuff that's just kind of funny crime news around town. Send it to policeblotter@howiecarshow.com. And this time we read the funniest entries, and the two best entries get a prize. What do they get this week, Taylor? Well, I'll tell you, Taylor. They get a copy of Paperboy by Howie Carr, his great tome about his life in media. So we'll be sending that out to the two winners today.
Are you mentioning it, Taylor? Are you in the index if I flip to the back? Do the like DC scroll now?
I don't think I'm in the index. I'm in the acknowledgments.
Well, I'd rather be in the acknowledgments, I think, than the
index. Yeah, that's front page. That's first couple of pages. You're right there.
All right, what you got?
All right, these are the runners up. They do not win a prize. Massive crack and heroin ring brought down by drug dealer's squealing pet parrot.
Crack, you never go back.
A loudmouthed parrot snitched on his owner by squawking drug-dealing slang in video footage found by cops, leading to a massive crack and heroin bust in England. 2 for 25! 2 for 25! The feathered rat chirped in the footage. This is the New York Post. They have such colorful language. Who said it was code for the price of dope. A drug ring of 15 people in Blackpool was taken down by the tiny yellow bird, was also seen in videos playing with drug money after police seized gang leader Adam Garnett's cell phones. Cell phone footage led them to the home of Garnett's girlfriend and number two, Shannon Hilton, where her phone featured videos that amounted to the parrot squealing.
And I'm sorry, what was the parrot's name, Taylor?
The parrot's name. I'm looking here. They don't, you know what? I'll have to,
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, last line says it's unclear if the parrot, whose name was not known, ended up a free bird. But,
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't have the name for you. You can substitute any name you'd like.
You're lucky that it's me here and not Howie.
I know.
I will not report this one back.
But I was actually looking for the actual name because I thought that the New York Post would do their due diligence. But, you know, dang me for relying on journalists today to do their job.
They've really let themselves go under the Trump administration.
Our next bird story, this one does have a name. This is in Waterford, Connecticut. Waterford warns beachgoers about a sassy seagull. A gull named Cecil has become notorious for taking food right out of people's hands with no shame. Everyone from sunbathers to lifeguards has become familiar with Cecil, so much so that the town has posted signs warning beachgoers to beware. Lewis Dervily, a lifeguard at Waterford Beach Park, said as long as he puts his mind to it, he can eat anything on the beach at this point. Another beachgoer said she started eating her food under her cover-up so that Cecil couldn't swoop in. One resident called Cecil not only aggressive but greedy and says it's obvious he hasn't missed a meal in a while. You can tell because he's the fattest around. That's Debbie Carson of Waterford joking about Cecil.
We gotta do something about these birds!
Despite his behavior, Cecil does have preferences. He's been known to spit out pickles and cucumbers. Which pickles are cucumbers. So...
This is quite the story.
Yeah, and so there's nothing that they can really do about Cecil. Just, you know, you gotta warn people about him.
I like that the range that was expressed there was from sunbathers to lifeguards. That was like a very broad
a large diaspora of beach attendees. All right.
Only in Connecticut.
Let's get to some core Police Blotter Facts Friday stories.
Tell you had a lot to choose from this week.
Yeah, we got birds. Let's go on to a naked man in gimp mask caught on bizarre video prowling a quiet town. A naked man wearing nothing but a black gimp mask and sneakers has been caught on creepy video prowling the streets of a quiet seaside town, once again in England. Video of the phantom flasher wearing a bondage hood while stalking the streets of Lytham at night as some shaken locals spluttering into their tea. I don't know what spluttering is, but it doesn't sound good.
I also don't know that like this video is creepy. I think any video of a guy in a gimp mask would be creepy.
Yeah, at night and they're naked. No, thank you. A clip of the perv taken from a car's dash cam was shared in a local WhatsApp group before more footage from the same night was revealed and posted on Facebook. The man is seen calmly walking through the small town's residential streets just before 1 a.m. July 18th. Some residents saw the funny side. A second person said jokingly, "It was a hot night. What can I say?" Police are hunting for the nude culprit, reviewing the footage, and conducting house-to-house inquiries.
And what was the bird's name?
The bird's name? In this one, there's no bird.
Just checking. Just testing you, Taylor.
All right.
We got to do something about these birds.
Our next runner-up, two charged with DUI following three-car accident on Willacoochee Highway. It's more like a two-car golf cart accident. Two of the drivers involved in a three-car accident Sunday afternoon on the Willacoochee Highway were cited for DUI. One individual was transported from the scene with visible but non-life-threatening injuries. According to an accident report from the Georgia State Patrol, Robin Cummings of Orlando was driving an easy-go golf cart north on the Willacoochee Highway when the vehicle turned left in front of a 2014 Chevy Malibu driven by Larry Joel Squires of Douglas, who was traveling south. Report says that Cummings failed to yield to Squires and the two vehicles collided. A tire from the golf cart came off and hit a Ford Edge driven by Teresa Nugent Lott of Pearson. Squires fled the scene and was found just up the road at the store at the intersection of the Willacoochee Highway and Old Pearson Highway. Squires stated that he had been to the Dollar General on the Willacoochee Highway and was headed home when the golf cart turned in front of him. He said he was blowing the horn at Cummings, but he didn't stop. Cummings was transported to Coffey Regional Medical Center for treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Both Cummings and Squires were cited for DUI.
What are you doing with a golf cart on the highway?
Well, I think this was not the first time that Cummings had gotten into trouble driving under the influence, and so golf cart may have been his only mode of transportation.
Got to get to the dollar store somehow.
The easy-go golf carts, though, those are legitimate golf carts. They don't go very fast. They're very basic golf carts.
You don't want to pick a fight with a Ford Edge. It's like a good-sized SUV.
Edge is formidable. Escape, you may have been able to escape some serious injury, but
like a Focus, you could take that on.
Right. All right, we're going to get to our winners here. We've got a shorter segment of Police Blotter Facts Friday this week, so let's get right to it. Stranger approaches girl at Walmart and proceeds to lick her shoe.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
A visit to Walmart turned surreal when a man closed in on a girl with a strange intent of licking her shoe. It happened Tuesday, August 5th in Slidell and ended with the accused licker in jail. The police...
Let's go late, lick the world, let's get it done.
That's all I can imagine is Joe Biden walking into a Walmart.
Joe Biden in a gimp mask.
Like ice cream... shoes kind of look like ice cream flavors now sometimes. They call them ice cream shoes. You might have been confused.
Slidell, I'm not bailing you out on this one. Keep going.
Slidell police said today at Walmart, a man approached a girl sitting in a chair. He then proceeded to lift up her leg and licked the bottom of her shoe. Yes, this was the post from police. Yes, you read that right. licked the bottom of her shoes. And the man quickly fled the store but was captured by police. When questioned, the man said he thought it would be a funny joke. Needless to say, the girl did not find it funny. He was placed under arrest and charged with simple battery. The suspect's name was not released due to matters still under investigation. I don't know. I don't see these charges sticking.
Is it too late for me to vote for the seagull story?
As a winner? You don't get a vote. And
I'm just the guest host.
Our final winner of the night, we'll try to get through this one quickly. Naked man wearing only balaclava and plastic clogs and carrying sex toy on a stick terrifies European tourists.
I actually heard this one. This got a lot of coverage. I think this is a good winner. Okay, I'm on board now. I'm on board.
The unidentified intruder posed for a picture carrying his bizarre prop Monday near Gaim's Castle, a popular hiking destination in the country. This is in Slovakia. He reportedly apologized to the two female hikers who spotted him, claiming that he thought no visitors would be around on a Monday and let them take his picture. He had a balaclava, a stick, and a dildo stuck to the stick. We were scared for him, but he told us he was sorry that he didn't want to scare us, so he asked us for directions because he thought that since it was Monday, he wouldn't meet anyone. The male exhibitionist turned and seemed to be leaving before he suddenly began following the women. The women said, when I turned around, he turned and started following us. I was terribly scared inside. I guess no one would have believed that we could meet something like that in the forest, but he allowed us to take a picture of him without any problems. They said that they were lucky there were two of them, or else there may have been a bigger problem. The incident was reportedly the third encounter that visitors have had with a naked man in that same stretch of woods since 2020. Not known if the same individual was involved in all three incidents.
Didn't know the WNBA was in Slovakia.
He asked for directions. I think he was trying to find the WNBA.
That's it. Those are the winners. That's Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right. Thanks, Taylor. We'll make sure that the winner gets their copy of Paperboy. Don't forget, you can send your entries for next week. Send it to policeblotter@howiecarshow.com. This is the Howie Carr Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi. I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
We are back on the Howie Carr Show. I'm Aaron Chadbourne, in for Howie. It's been a great week. Thank you so much for being with us. I've really appreciated filling in for Howie. He will be back on Monday. But now joining us on the line is Jake Bowen. He's the co-owner of Manchester Firing Line in Manchester, New Hampshire. He's got some exciting things to tell us about. Jake, what do you got for us?
Hey, Aaron, how you doing? I got lots of stuff going on at Manchester Firing Line, and I just wanted to talk to the listeners about, and maybe some already know, but this because of this big, beautiful bill that was just recently passed, as of January 2026, the $200 tax on suppressors, short-barreled rifles, and short-barreled shotguns is completely going away. So that's going to really open up the market for really suppressors is probably the biggest one. But it's just going to really let that consumer obtain what they've been waiting for and not having to wait those long waiting times for the background checks and everything like that. So really excited about that. It's definitely going to push a lot of suppressors. And there's a lot of companies out there, including ourselves, that are promoting suppressors with the tax stamp already paid to kind of beat the rush. So if you go to gunsnh.com and shop online, you'll see a selection of suppressors there that have the tax stamps already paid. So really exciting about that.
Oh, it didn't get a lot of attention either in the big, beautiful bill. So it's great news for people that don't know about it. And I know you got some exciting events coming up too.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a free family firearm safety event on September 13th. Now, this is going to be promoting firearm safety in the home and with children. It's very important to expose the children to firearms safely and responsibly. So we actually have a guest speaker coming. Her name is Beth Alcazar. She's an author. She's She's written the book of Women's Handgun and Self-Defense, along with several other books in regards to children and firearm safety. And this is just going to introduce parents and children the right way to teach kids about firearm safety and the responsible handling of those. So that's definitely something we're looking forward to, expecting a rather large turnout on that. That's going to be September 13th. And again, gunsnh.com, that's where we get the information on that.
Wonderful. No, I think it's really important. I grew up in Maine where, you know, we taught people to respect guns, to understand them, to handle them safely. And it's a good event for the whole family. What else you got for us, Jake?
Well, again, something that didn't really hit the national media, that a concealed carry permit holder in Illinois last Saturday recently stopped a mass shooting. He killed one of the three shooters last Saturday. And it's amazing how the media doesn't really pick this up. They only hit the horrible stuff that really doesn't get, you know, that's just, you know, it's the pain and agony of a mass shooting. But when a hero steps up, a concealed carry holder that's actually been training and did the right thing stops, it doesn't hit the media like it normally should. It just really highlights the benefits of education and training and the use of firearms. It's a shame that the media doesn't pick this up more.
Well, I think, you know, the media tends to cover the lawbreakers, the criminals, but it's the law-abiding gun owners that are some of the most safety-conscious people that are out there. And that's why educational events like what you're doing, educating people in the law, how they can do it responsibly, safely, is so important. Because people that are safety-conscious, that know what they're doing with the guns, they're the people that train, secure their firearms properly, and they'll be among the first that respond to emergencies, which I know you see time and time again.
Yeah, absolutely. Training and education is essential in firearms ownership. With Manchester Firing Line, we offer a wide variety of classes, from the ultra beginning class, the beginning safety classes, all the way to expert. If you want to refine your skills and just come in and do an organized afternoon of drills, visit gunsnh.com and click on the classes link, and our calendar's there with everything that's available, and you can register and pay right online.
Well, that's great. I know a lot of Howie listeners will be excited to check that out. They can go to Manchester Firing Line, get their information, check out their events at gunsnh.com. Jake, thanks so much for coming on to talk to us about it today.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. Have a great day.
You too. Hope you have a great weekend. It's been a fun week filling in for Howie. Lots going on. And I think this weekend, as you're out there, just like remember to like which lens you put on as you filter through the information, whether it's politics or whether it's news, whether it's events, it's just really the angle that you put on it. Like we were just talking about with Jake, like the people that care about safety and public safety and exercising their rights to freedom, that's the things that we value. You have to value our freedom, value our American culture, our public safety, put Americans first. Be safe. Enjoy the summer weekend. I'm Aaron Chadbourne. This is the Howie Carr Show.